Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of the Building Her Fitness Podcast. My name is Mia and I am here to inspire, empower, and equip you to thrive in health and fitness. Today specifically, we are going to be in the mental health realm of wellness. So as y'all can see, it's been probably a little bit over a month since the last episode. And the reason for that is, as a creative, I had to take some time to rest, recharge, and reflect and just pour into myself a little bit. And during that downtime, this episode was inspired, right? And so specifically today, I'm going to talk to y'all about perfectionism. And if you don't know what that is, perfectionism is the tendency to demand yourself to achieve flawless levels of performance. Perfectionism is something that I have struggled with for quite some time, through being a high school and college athlete, to being a college student, to become an entrepreneur, coach, content creator, all those things. Perfectionism has played a role in my self-development and challenging me a lot. And so today's episode is just going to be very vulnerable, very transparent. And I'm hoping through my vulnerability and my transparency, you are able to leave with some solutions and strategy to break the cycle of perfectionism in your life if you struggle with that. So how this episode is going to look, I'm going to start off with going over a weakness and inadequacy that perfectionism has brought into my life, and then give you an example and explore the problems and challenges that I have faced due to that inadequacy. And then I'm going to give a solution and a strategy to break that cycle. One thing I've learned with perfectionism is it really comes in different layers. I read the definition, but it can look so many different ways and be attached to so many other different characteristics and emotions. And it's really deep. And so, yeah, we're going to get straight into it. I'm going to start off with my first weakness / inadequacy that perfectionism has brought into my life. And that would be self-comparison and the feeling of being unproductive. So I'm going to loop those two together: self-comparison and feeling unproductive. So the challenges and problems that I have faced with this is I am constantly comparing my success to the standards in my head. And I've been putting this unnecessary pressure on myself to perform, create, show up. Loading up my to-do list with so many things. This pressure sometimes just causes me to take a break. That's one of the reasons why it was difficult for me to record, because I'm trying to make sure I have the best equipment, the best camera, the best software, creating episodes and listening back to them and like, okay, I don't like it, I need to do it again. It's just this whole cycle. And me feeling like if I load up my to-do list with all these things to do, this is gonna help me get closer to my goals faster. But in actuality, that is not the truth. I'm really left feeling burnt out, and my mind and body is forced to take that break to reset. Some solutions that I have found and strategies to break this cycle of comparing myself to the standards I have in my head and getting through feeling unproductive is focus on the work right in front of me. Less is more. This has helped me shift my perspective to just worry about what I have to do today. When I wake up, I'm like, okay, what classes do I have? What clients do I have today? What episode am I recording? What type of content do I want to create? Just asking myself like basic questions. What do you need to do to get that done? All right, let's just do it. That's it. Just do what's right in front of you. Don't worry about the future. Don't worry about loading up your to-do list with so much because you think it's going to help you get closer to your future goals. Less is more. What can you execute consistently? When you start to overcomplicate your schedule, you're not going to be able to maintain that for a long period of time. I've been telling myself less is more. I have learned to stop letting my productivity define my worth. How productive I am does not define my worth as a person, as a coach. Detaching myself from this has helped me stop feeling bad or guilty for not being as productive as I think I should. And then the last solution and strategy that's helping me get through this is to hold on to the progress I have already made. Sometimes we tell ourselves that we are not doing enough, but if you stop and look at what you have accomplished, you're going to change your mind real quick. I started asking myself at the end of the day, what did you do today? What did you get done versus what did not get done? And now I can sleep peacefully with a mind of rest versus a mind of feeling like I did not give my best efforts to my day. I did what I could, and I'm going to be okay with that progress. The next inadequacy and weakness that I want to go over is anxiety and lack of trust. The problem with anxiety and not trusting the process has created a flow of consistency. I'm feeling good, I'm feeling on fire, and then boom, something happens, triggers a little bit of anxiety. It's like anxiety is knocking on my door. And then I find that fire that I had is getting watered down and dimmed. And I feel paralyzed by anxiety and held back by the thoughts in my head. My thoughts just keep going. You start to focus on whatever situation or challenge is just triggering your anxiety. You just start thinking about it and questioning everything. I have gotten tired of that cycle of feeling on fire, and then I don't feel on fire, feeling like I want to show up for all my roles and responsibilities, and then now I don't. This is not normal. If I love what I do, if I'm good at what I do, if I'm enjoying my purpose and my calling and my work, I should constantly feel like a constant fire. It should be burning. I should be going. How can I get through this anxiety? My solution is pray. I have found out that I cannot fight the battle of anxiety alone, and I just have started to pray with intention. So as soon as I feel an anxious thought, I immediately pray. I ask God, can you help me through this? And that immediate prayer has really helped me just to let go and keep going. That way, those thoughts that I'm thinking don't even have time to sit and fester in my brain. I prayed, and now I'm not about to think about it anymore. And so I just want to give y'all a scripture that has been helping me get through anxiety and not trusting the process. And that is Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6 through 8 and verse 9. I'm just going to read it all the way through. I did do a little paraphrasing, so if you want to go check out the scripture for yourself, I would actually encourage you to go do that. It says, "Don't worry, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. Fix your eyes on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. Keep putting into practice all you have learned and received from me, everything you heard and saw me doing." So how I see this scripture is, don't worry. Boom. Okay, if I'm thinking a thought of worry, don't do that. Pray about it. Boom. Tell God what I need about that specific situation that I'm feeling frustrated, overwhelmed, or irritated about. Then I thank Him for all He's done. Thank you for what you've done before. Thank you for waking me up this morning. I find things to thank God about. And I swear, y'all, after that, I receive that peace that exceeds anything I can understand. I immediately just feel better about the situation. And so the second part, fix your eyes on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. If my thoughts are opposite of that sentence / scripture, I take that thought captive and think about something else. Shift my mindset, shift my perspective. And after that, I pretty much can just like let go and keep going through and do what I have to do for that day. I hope that helps someone. All right, the next inadequacy / weakness that perfectionism has caused in my life is balancing work and rest. I have issues with maintaining healthy rhythms of rest. I will overwork myself. I also struggle with feeling guilty for downtime. The balance between work and rest is an internal struggle that I am doing so much better with. I am divorcing workaholic tendencies and just really prioritizing rest and asking myself, Mia, what do you need today? It's not always about what work needs to be done, but you as a human being, what do you need? I start there and then I work from that place versus waking up and the first thing I'm like, what work needs to be done? What needs to be accomplished? No, what does this human need? She needs food. She needs water. She needs movement. Let's get that first. Then let's work. Solutions and strategies that I've used to make balance between work and rest a priority is I establish rhythms of rest daily. After 7:30 p.m., I am no longer working. I will close the computer. I will not reply to clients. And I won't do any programming after 7:30 p.m. I don't care what day it is. We're done. So that helps me shut my brain down. I also incorporate quiet time / activities that have nothing to do with work in my lifestyle each week, like designated time to do something that has nothing to do with work. So that could be reading, watching a podcast, listening to a podcast, watching something on Netflix or Hulu, hanging out with my boyfriend or friends, going to get my nails done. Like, I just find something that just scrolling on TikTok, something at least once a week, an activity that has nothing to do with work. That has helped me a lot establish those boundaries within myself. Another thing I do is I create one no work day weekly. So that is usually my Sundays. My Sundays are filled with quality time, friends, boyfriend, church, napping, meal prepping, cooking really gives me a lot of peace. So just me preparing for my week in general, no work day on a Sunday has helped my Mondays feel so energetic because I am starting off the week with a full cup. The last thing I do to balance work and rest is I have stopped allowing work and productivity to be the source of my identity. And I'm gonna say that one more time because it's very important. I stopped allowing work and productivity to be the source of my identity because it is not. It is not. And it's been a hard realization to make, but it's very, very true. My identity is just like who I am, my morals, my values, my character. That makes up who I am and not how well I'm doing at work or not how productive my day or my week was. And so just really establishing those healthy boundaries and relationships with yourself, within yourself, is very important. All right, the next inadequacy and weakness that I struggle with due to perfectionism is insecurity in my identity and my worth. So the issue that rises with this is my core identity, my core value and worth in myself has been tied too closely to my achievements and my productivity. For example, when I would lose a client, that would make me feel like I was not a good coach. If I conducted a consultation and that client decided to not book with me, that would make me feel so defeated. Recently at my job, I had an evaluation for how I conduct class, and I did not get the score that I had in my head that I wanted to get. And so that really broke me down. It made me doubt my worth as a coach, and it really was like a little shot to my identity I'm getting vulnerable. I'm getting really transparent with y'all. It was hard to get through and it was hard to process, but I am glad that I didn't get the score that I wanted on my evaluation, because it made me see that I was tying my professional achievements too close to my worth. And so it made me have to like take a break, a mental break, and reevaluate and reflect and speak life into myself. And so this is how I came up with these solutions and strategies that I'm about to give you. So I have learned to separate work from who I am as a person. So for me, it's like, I am Mia. I am an instructor. I am a personal trainer. I'm a wellness coach. I do my podcasting, but all these things are separate from who I am as a person. And so really making that mental detachment has helped. If I don't have a good class, if I don't have a good session, if I don't reach the expectations that I thought I was going to, it's fine. I'm still worthy. I've realized work and purpose is important, but don't make it an idol. We cannot idolize these things, because I don't want my mood, I don't want my life to depend on how I feel about work and purpose. As we know, life, we go through seasons, we go through ups and downs, and I don't want those down, challenging moments that I face shape how I feel about myself, or how I feel about the world, how I feel about other people. It is what it is. We have good days, we have bad days, but at the end of both, I'm still worthy, I'm still good, and so is God, right? Another thing I realized is that I've had to understand that success, or the lack of success in my life, doesn't define my worth. And I'm just going to end that point right there. Last inadequacy / weakness that I have dealt with when it comes to perfectionism is the difficulty of translating principles to practice. And so what that means is, I'm a type of person where I understand my weaknesses, I understand my inadequacies, I understand the problems that come with it, as well as the strategies and solutions to get through it. Hence this whole episode, like, I'm able to sit, reflect, and gather all these thoughts from my brain. But sometimes it's hard to see or feel changed. A lot of these feelings and emotions come in like cycles. You feel good, then you don't. You're struggling with these thoughts, and then you're not. That can make you feel defeated. Why am I still struggling with this same thing? And that's why at the beginning of the episode, I was saying perfectionism has layers. Yes, we know the definition, but we have to see, how does it actually specifically affect my life? What I have learned with these cycles is, growth is gradual, and understand that it's going to take time. Keep seeking and trying to do better. As long as you're trying to do better, those changes will be coming. Give yourself grace. Those points have really helped me just be patient with myself and be patient with the process of change, because I have changed. I'm not ever going to be perfect, and I still probably will struggle with these things for some time, but at least I now have strategies and solutions to push and get through it. And so I'm going to end this episode with 4 steps to just conclude and wrap everything up. Number 1, acknowledge your weaknesses and your inadequacies. Acknowledge it for what it is. Don't run from it. And it's okay. It's okay. 2, figure out how your inadequacies and your weaknesses create problems and issues in your life. Take some time. Sit down. Reflect. See how it affects you directly. 3, find solutions that help you break the cycles. 4, be patient. Change is on the way. Those are the 4 steps that, if you have some time before this year wraps up, sit down and figure these things out. This is how we change. This self-reflection right here is how we grow, how we change, how we become better. I've learned that running from these things and ignoring these things are not going to help me see fruit in my life. It's not going to help me see growth in my life. And so, yes, that is it. That's all I have for y'all today. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. We are going to kick the butt of perfectionism. It will no longer hold us back, okay? I'm speaking that for myself, and I'm also speaking that for y'all. If you feel like this episode helped you out, let me know. Share with me all those good things, and I will see y'all soon. Bye.